The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stefan Bernstein, CEO of GreenRoc Mining, GROC is ticker there. Stefan, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Justin.
It's good to have you on again, and of course there's some good news out today. It's about your AmixSoc graphite update you've provided here. It passes key milestone in successful spheronization tests. It's a big word, so we'll explain exactly what that's about. Before we do, Stefan, for people not familiar with GreenRoc, just give us a brief summary as to what the company's about, please.
Yeah, sure. So we are an exploration company and a development company. We're focused on sourcing critical raw materials in Greenland. And as you may know, Greenland is a really mining-friendly, well-regulated country.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, take us through this spheronization tests and the importance of this, if you could. What's happening? So you've had these tests in Germany. Take us through what's happened.
Yeah, so these are the results of advanced processing of graphite from AmixSoc. And in short, really excellent quality of spheronized graphite was achieved. And the lab that conducted this test was ProGraphite, which is a leading European graphite laboratory. And why is that important? Well, first of all, it is so that the anode material for electric vehicle batteries or car batteries, they use a lot of graphite. And the graphite needs to be spherical graphite, not just any old graphite. And I just want to underline also that in a few years' time, in 3 to 4 years' time, the demand from the European electric car battery makers, it will demand in the order 700,000 to 1 million ton of graphite. And presently, all of that is sourced in China. There is no production of spherical graphite in Europe.
Wow. And explain, so why is it important that, you know, the graphite needs to be processed in this sphere effectively?
Yeah, so it's because graphite that just comes out of the ground comes in flakes, and it's almost like an oatmeal. It's like small flakes, really flat and angular shaped. But in order for the graphite to perform well in batteries, it needs to be very densely packed and of consistent size also. And therefore, each of these small flakes needs to be first sized into certain size categories and then reshaped so they get really rounded. In fact, if you look at a electron microscope photo, you can see they are almost shaped like potatoes. Yeah. And the reason for that is that you get a much denser packing of the graphite and therefore a much higher capacity of your car battery.
Yeah, and it says here the primary concentrate product of at least 96.5% graphite can be achieved with relatively little processing. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And this is a really remarkable. Also, the requirement for producing spherical graphite is that you start with the raw material concentrate that should be at least 94% graphite. And here we achieved, just by simple flotation, only 4 stages of flotation of our graphite ore, we achieved 96.5%. So that's really great. And this spheronization is then carried out in a different processing plant. I should just also add here that these spherical particles are the size of a few tens of micrometer. That is thousands of millimeters. It'll be like a third to a quarter, the width of a human hair. So these are really minute. So you have to understand that processing is not like straightforward. It's really something that takes a very good control of the techniques.
Yeah. So essentially, right now you're saying, you know, this is confirmed pretty much the graphite from AmixSoc is pretty much ideal to be used in the manufacturing of EV batteries. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. And so what now? Are you doing more tests or what's going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, these tests show that we can spheronize the graphite, and the physical parameters are really good for use as anode material. But there's some other tests we need to do, some further purification. There's also some electrochemical tests that we need to make. So that's that will be going on in the coming time here.
So it's good news so far. Okay, excellent stuff, Stefan. Well, if people are listening to this and like the sound of what you're doing, the progress you're making here, but are not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Green Rock Mining to their watch list, please.
Yeah, so graphite is going to be in huge demand in the coming years. And Green Rock Mining has a large graphite deposit in southern Greenland. Our graphite is a really high quality and is a very high grade, one of the highest worldwide. And now we can also say that our graphite can easily be processed into a spherical graphite. And that is then meeting the demand from the battery makers.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Stefan, good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.